Hello, hi everyone, and welcome to Medium Ladies 21 Day Series on Happiness. This is a collaboration with Dr. Ellen Wong, who's my guest for the next few episodes. This is episode 2 in this bonus series, all on happiness. It's the second pillar of our 9 pillars, and it's A is for authenticity. So hi, Ellen, we're back again talking about happiness.
Hi.
So Ellen, when it comes to authenticity and happiness, authenticity is about you're living, feeling aligned with your intrinsic beliefs. And this is the one I zeroed in on. Anybody who's a known Medium Lady listener knows that authenticity, inner beliefs, and taking action based on those are a huge part of what I want to do to help other moms and millennials. What is your advice to those of us who need to return to our true north? How do we do that? How do we find authenticity in our happiness toolkit?
I would zero it in on one question. And that question would be, if no one else in the world saw you doing this one thing, would you still do it?
Wow. And why is that the one question?
I think in the sea of social media that we live in right now, it's very easy to think that what appears very happy for other people is what will also be happy for you. And to live a fully authentic life, or the way you describe it, which is your true north, and I love that description, the only way to figure that out is if you remove the noise of what we are inundated with every single day. And that's how you know if you're truly doing it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Remove the noise. I mean, removing the noise feels pretty hard.
Yeah.
Do you have like, let's maybe make it a little bit more case-based, maybe driven for people who are like, how do I even know? Because I share what appears happy to people. You know, for example, me, I just went on a trip to Disney World. Mm-hmm. I share my photos of Disney World. It looks very happy to people. And people externally might say, oh, Erin's a person who spends time with her family. She values travel. She loves joy and whimsy, and she is achieving these measures of happiness. Mm-hmm. But for me, maybe it's that, you know, if I went to Disney World and actually there was one day when I had a lot of unexplained anxiety, and it didn't matter that I was in the middle of Disney World, I was still kind of white knuckling through the day. Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, a cause for examining the outer image of happiness and the inner intrinsic values that you're acting on day by day? Mm-hmm. Do you have like a story about the difference between feeling aligned and feeling unaligned? And how does that kind of affect your authentic living? Mm.
I have a question for you. I'm going to answer that by asking you a question.
Sure.
If you could not share, you and your family could not share any part of that Disney trip or the idea of like the trip, not just like any one moment, just like taking this trip. If you could not share it with anyone,
yeah.
If no one in your family could share it with anyone, would you still have taken that trip?
Right. I think we would have. Yeah, I definitely think we would have.
Yeah, because you did it because you wanted to spend time with your family, because you wanted to take your kids to experience something.
Yeah.
So if we shut down social media for a week and you couldn't share it, you would have still done it and you would still have had, and you would still have had fun. Now, remember, it's not about like, and I remember I watched your story about how, or I read your post about how not every day was like sunshine and rainbows, and that's fine.
No.
Right? I could imagine Disney might be quite stressful, actually. But the idea is travel with your family was an authentic way for you to experience connection and happiness. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sharing it on social media is a byproduct of that.
Ah, a byproduct of the intrinsic beliefs and values that I already hold.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you were like, man, if I couldn't share this whole thing on Disney, I mean, on Instagram or social media, I don't think I would have gone to Disney. Mm. Then I would say, is traveling and going to Disney an alignment with your true north?
Yep. It's like, where is social media a driver of your values and where is it a byproduct? I love that you use that word, a byproduct of your values. Mm-hmm. It's tricky. It feels like a fine line sometimes because social media is so inherent in, mm-hmm. like even that question, you know, if you couldn't share anything on social media, would you have still gone to Disney? My answer would have been yes, but I probably would have been a little bummed out about the fact that I couldn't share it on mm-hmm. Instagram.
Yeah.
So that's like where there's a lot of symbiosis between the two.
Mm-hmm. But I think the difference for you is you like sharing.
Yeah.
You like sharing the happiness and the not so happy and the reality of what happens in life. Mm-hmm. That's from what I know of you and from what I've seen on your platform, it's very much like, here's all the happiness things. Here's all the times that I can try to find gratitude. And here's all the times when that did not go well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right? But what's the underlying thing, though, is the fact that ultimately, if this could not be a story on social media and you could not teach what happened around it and further your mission of spreading gratitude and happiness and all that kind of stuff, you would have still gone on this trip
mm-hmm.
because you wanted to go with your family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, traveling is a part of your authentic life.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say travel is the outcome of the intrinsic belief that curiosity and discovery is a really important part of who I am as a person.
Mm. And I love that.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, why is authentic living so challenging for millennial women? And maybe we've gotten a little close to that. But what are your thoughts when you work with people and they struggle with authenticity? What's at the root of that?
We did not grow up being asked these questions.
Wow.
I think I'm going to make a sweeping generalization about our ages, but like, I think our parents' generation had a lot of focus on achievement, stability, whatever was around that, because they were raised in a generation, so our grandparents' generation, where there was a lot of not being stable, not having enough. They went through war, the Great Depression, like, you know what I mean? Like, there was a lot. And so our parents learned that the best thing you could do was achieve, get a good job, have a stable income, and you'll be good. Mm-hmm. So that's the message they passed on to us. Very rarely were we asked, and I know there's exceptions to this, but I would say, again, sweeping generalizations here, but like, we did not talk about, like, what do you want?
Right.
What would make you happy?
Right.
What ultimately is it that you want to do with your life? It was very like, go to school, get good grades so you can get into professional school so you can get a good job. So a lot of what we hear.
We weren't asked, but we were asked a different question, which is, what will people think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what will people think if you quit your piano lessons? What will people think if you don't go to university? What will people think if you move in with your boyfriend before you're married? You know, like, these were very intense questions that ultimately are about other people. How are other people affected by the way you live out your own life? And it totally severs us from authenticity from an extremely young age. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So how do we find our way back to that?
I think we, all of that, what we just said, and then you couple it with the fact that you get inundated with these messages of living your authentic life and being yourself and all these like wonderful quotes on social media, then you get really tied into this knot of like, oh, I'm supposed to be living this authentic life. And like it's just, you're taught with one filter.
Yeah.
Because we grew up with one filter. Then you see another one on social media and there's like there's a tension between those two things.
Ooh.
And then I think that's what's causing a lot of people to feel very lost.
Gotcha. So where do people start if they're like, yes, I think the authenticity pillar is going to be key to my happiness? What's one quick piece of advice that you would give people who really want to pursue this at the top of their list?
I think it's back to that question that I asked earlier, which may not be quick.
No,
but
no.
Even if you applied it to each action, would I do this if no one else, would I make the same decision? Would I take this action? Would I do this behavior if no one else could see that that's what I was doing?
That might be for good and for bad.
Yeah. And I don't want it to be, and if you do this and you're like, oh, I really wanted to, this is a really common one that I see in practice right now, like in clinical practice at around this time of the year, you really want to have like my beach body.
Oh yeah.
So if no one else around you were to see your beach body, would you still want to do it? And if your answer is no, I don't want there to be any guilt or shame. You are allowed to want to look good because you want to look good in front of other people.
Yeah.
You are allowed that. That is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you now stress out about
and
it.
And suffer. Yeah.
Exactly. So if you then go, shoot, if no one else could see my beach body, I actually wouldn't care. I'm not saying don't do the things that you want to do for yourself to be healthy and feel good and have energy. Just then ask yourself, like, how much do you need to push yourself to accomplish said thing?
And then sit with that and journal on it and maybe find a safe friend to share that with, or your, you know, your partner, or your spouse, or your best friend, or your mom. And then just let your awareness be your guide after that. I love that. It's great advice. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. That's A is for authenticity. This has been episode 2 of our mini series on happiness. I want to encourage you to download Ellen's happiness guide, especially if you're following along. That guide will give you a preview to our future episodes. And you can follow myself on Instagram. I'm at medium.lady. And you can follow Ellen at Dr. Ellen Wong to benefit from the 21 Days of Happiness on Instagram. All right, this has been A is for authenticity. We're moving on to episode 3 will be the letter P is for purpose. Bye.